The researchers analyzed smoking, drinking, and drug use in nearly 20,000 people, including more than 9,000 who had been diagnosed with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or schizoaffective disorder, a related illness characterized by psychotic symptoms along with a mood disorder such as depression. First author Sarah Hartz says the people with these serious psychiatric illnesses have much higher rates of tobacco, alcohol, and drug use than the general population.
Everybody had experienced psychosis, so these are people who were very ill in general. And in contrast to more mild mental illness, we found that smoking rates are 4 times as high in the severely mentally ill population than they are in the general population. And there have been studies recently about the rates of mild mental illness, and those have found rates at about twice as high. So this is another factor of 2 more.
Hart says the individuals with these serious psychiatric problems also tend to die at much younger ages than those who don't have the illnesses. Their tobacco and drug use, she says, may be the reason.
The estimates range between 12 and 25 years earlier than the general population, and the causes of death are not drug overdoses, they're not suicide, which is things that you would think of in this population. They're from heart disease, cancer, things that are preventable and based on chronic substance use, including tobacco and alcohol.
Her team also noticed that some of the things that normally protect a person against drinking, smoking, or drug use don't seem to matter much once that person has developed a severe psychiatric illness. For example, it's common for members of certain ethnic groups to smoke and drink less than people from other backgrounds.
So, for example, Asians in general have lower rates of smoking, drinking, drug use. And so that's a protective effect in their society, in their subpopulation. But once somebody has a severe mental illness, that trumps everything.
She says a person's ethnic background, gender, and other potential protections kind of go out the window once that person has developed a severe psychotic illness. Hartz also says that although it's common for us to think that many people with these illnesses may smoke or drink or use drugs in an attempt to self-medicate, the normal timeline of events would suggest that may not be the case.
Usually people start using substances before age 16. And mental illness symptoms start, you know, in late teens or early 20s.
Hart says this study suggests doctors need to work harder to find new ways to help these patients quit smoking because it's obvious that current strategies aren't working very well. Her team reports its findings in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. I'm Jim Dryden.